This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Maranatha, the Lord is coming. The Lord is coming. And we expect His coming. The glorious coming of the Lord Jesus Christ as He comes at the end of time. Oh, Advent, at the beginning of Advent, is not about a child, but about the one who will come in glory to judge the living and the dead. To judge you and me by love. Oh, by love we will be judged. By love, thanks be to God. It's by love we will be judged. By the blood that was shed for us, He will say not guilty, not because of us, but because He bore our wounds and carried our infirmities, took our sicknesses, took death and destroyed it through His blessed cross, burial and resurrection. Oh, thanks be to God, because we were all destined to go to hell. No one was born that wasn't destined to go to hell, other than the Blessed Mother. I was destined to go to hell, and at that time, Jesus saved me through the blood that He shed on the cross. We have no idea about the infinite power of the cross of Jesus Christ. Destined for hell. And in those 3 hours, salvation came to those who believe, who gave their life and give their life to Jesus. Those 3 hours as He hung on the cross, salvation came so that no one need ever say, God did nothing for me. He bled for you. He bled for me. He did everything for us. Not only did He bleed, but He rose from the dead. He rose victoriously from the dead. He's not alive. He's not dead. He's alive. And if you think Jesus is dead, you're nuts. I remember someone at Boston College, it was a philosophy class, and the professor said to the class, a lot of them were nuns, who is the most influential dead person in your life? And many of them wrote the Lord Jesus Christ. And the professor said, you got to be kidding. He's not dead. He's been raised from the dead. Imagine nuns writing that the Lord Jesus Christ was the most influential dead person in their life. How dumb. For if Christ has not been raised, St. Paul says, we are still in our sins, headed toward hell. But Christ has been raised. And the first fruit of His resurrection is to bring us, you and me, into the presence of God. Now and when we die. Oh, thanks be to God for the cross, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. It's our salvation. Mark 13. At that time, He came out of the temple, and one of his disciples said to Him, look, teacher, what large stones and what large buildings. Look at them. Then Jesus asked him, do you see these great buildings? Not one will come upon another. All will be torn down. And when He was sitting on the Mount of Olives, and when you sit on the Mount of Olives, you are facing the holy city of Jerusalem. When He was sitting on the Mount of Olives opposite the temple, Peter, James, and John and Andrew asked Him privately, tell us, when will this be? And what will be the sign that all these things are about to be accomplished? Then Jesus began to say to them, beware that no one leads you astray. With that no one leads you astray, many will come in my name and say, I am He. I am He, Jesus. Many will come in my name and say, I am He. And they will lead many astray. When you hear of wars and were rumors of wars. Do not be alarmed. Do not be alarmed, for this must take place, but the end is still to come. Nations will rise against nations, kingdoms against kingdoms. There will be earthquakes in various places. There will be famines. This is but the beginning of birth pangs. And you need to ask a woman who's had children, tell us about the beginning of birth pangs. Oh, the birth pangs get worse. Thanks be to God that these birth pangs produce such a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful child with 10 fingers, 10 toes, 2 eyes. My heavens, what a beautiful, 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 beautiful thing the birth of a child is. And you know what? There's a rebirth that takes place to those who believe. Because if we're not reborn, we're not going to heaven. We're going to hell. I was reborn at 40 days old when I was baptized. Oh, but it took me 21 years to say, I surrender to Jesus. I surrender and give my totally life to him. That was my call, to give my whole life to him. That's your call too, to give your whole life to Jesus. So when he was sitting on the Mount of Olives opposite, Peter, James, and John, and Andrew asked him, tell us what will be happening before the destruction of Jerusalem. For you yourselves, beware, they will hand you over to councils. They will be beaten. You will be beaten in synagogues. You will stand before governors and kings because of me as a testimony. And when they bring you to trial and hand you over, do not worry before saying about what you are to say, but say whatever is given you at that time. For it is not you who speak, but the Holy Spirit. I tell you, we in America don't have this kind of problem, but there are people in foreign countries, because they're Catholic or because they're Christian, are suffering because they have given their life to Jesus. Our brothers and sisters in the world suffering because they have given their life to Jesus. We in America know nothing about suffering persecution for the name of Jesus. We know nothing. Even if we have been persecuted, we absolutely know nothing. They will throw you out of the synagogues. They will throw you out of the church. They will think that they were doing something for God. You know why? They fail to realize the visitation of Jesus on earth and in heaven. Don't fail to realize his visitation. He's got plans for you. I know one person snapped on the radio today, had no idea that they were going to do that. He has plans for you. Don't quit until those plans are revealed and you walk in them. He has plans, and plans to give you future and a hope, depending upon him, not upon us. Oh, it's all because of Jesus and his plans for the church. Do you know today that much of the church in foreign countries, they are persecuted for the sake of Christ? We don't even think about our brothers and sisters who are persecuted. We in America can worship if we want or not worship if we want. But there are brothers and sisters in foreign countries that are in jail because they believe in Christ. Whipped because they believe in the Lord Jesus. We must be one with them, at least in prayer, that they would hold out until the end. Oh, yes. Christianity is not accepted by the world. It is not accepted by the world. And I'm going to tell you, it's not accepted by the United States of America. It's not. Oh, religion is accepted. You can be religious, but don't give your life over to Jesus. Don't give your life over to his death, burial, and resurrection. Don't give your life over to the coming of the Holy Spirit. They'll call you a fanatic. They'll call you nuts. They'll say, we've got a place to bring you, in a place where your head will be examined. I tell you, still these things happen. Still these things happen for the name of Jesus. I remember when I was thinking about the seminary, my Uncle Sam loved him, was a good man. He said to me, now, Tommy, don't take this too seriously. I said to myself, I'm taking it very seriously. He said, now you don't want to take this too seriously. I nodded, and I said to myself, he's out of his mind. He doesn't know what he's talking about in Syria. Oh, he's a good hunter. He's a good fisher. He's a good worker. But knows nothing about giving his life to Jesus. I'm going to tell you, there was a secret. My cousin used to come to the prayer meeting at the Cenacle in Brighton. And just after her father died, the same man I'm talking about, she was in her bedroom, and the Lord gave her a vision. The vision was of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Lord Jesus Christ welcoming her father, that same man I was talking about, into the kingdom of heaven. Oh, yes. Don't take this too seriously, he said. I tell you, we don't take it seriously enough, because people's destiny, either hell or heaven, is the destiny of people. We don't take this seriously enough by bringing the gospel to people so that they're saved from hell. No one talks about hell anymore. But hell is a real, real place. Jesus said more about hell than he said about heaven. The world and all the things of the world are hellbound. Hellbound. And unfortunately, so many of us have, we believe, but we've watered it down. We've watered it down that it doesn't even look like what Jesus preached. We've watered it down. Oh, we don't want to become too religious. I don't want to be religious at all. I want to become faithful. Faithful to the end. I want to be faithful to the Lord Jesus Christ. Religious, I don't care what that means. Faithfulness is what it's about. Until death do us part. It's about faithfulness. Are you faithful today? Are you faithful today? Have you given yourself to him? Because you're in dire straits. Why in dire straits? I'll tell you why. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. That's you and that's me. All have sinned. And there's only one answer to sin. And that is the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Not two answers. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And that's why he came, so that you and I would not go to hell. No one talks about hell anymore. Everybody is saved. I don't think so. I don't think so. That's why we proclaim the gospel, to bring salvation to people. I'm not pointing fingers at who's going to hell. None of my business. My business is to tell them about the love of God in Christ Jesus. About salvation through the blood of the Lamb. That's my business. And we'll continue to do it by the grace of God. You don't ever have to go to hell. I don't care what you've believed all your life. You can drop that stuff and give your life to Jesus. And you know what? The thief, when Jesus was crucified, he had no good works. His only good thing was, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And the Lord Jesus said, today you will be with me in paradise. I'm telling you, not one good work did this thief have, but he had Jesus Christ. No salvation out of Jesus Christ. He is our salvation. Not me, only him. He saves us. Thanks be to God. Now, Anthony can tell us about salvation as God has shown him through his own life, how it is and what it is to be saved.
It's the best. It's a free gift for you. You know, the word says every knee must bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. You need to make a decision today and every day to bow your knee to Christ. See, we're going to either bow our knee to Christ in heaven or we're going to do it in hell. We're going to do it in heaven or hell. And you know, a lot of people, they want salvation, but they're not ready to bow their knee to Christ in every area of their life. They make Christ to be their own God that they follow. They say, well, I love Jesus, but he doesn't really care if I go to church on Sunday. I love Jesus, but it's not a big deal to him if I tithe my money. I love the Lord Jesus, but, you know, in things that don't matter to us, we say they don't matter to God. No, they matter to God. We got to be obedient to the church and the word of God. And we got to bow. I need to bow my knee to the Lord Jesus Christ in every situation of my life, both what the word says and what the Lord is calling me to do interiorly. Because the Lord wants to take me to a high place and take you to a high place in the spirit. But you want to ask yourself today, have you really bowed your knee to the Lord Jesus Christ? You know, the Lord doesn't care if I use a little marijuana. Yes, he does. Yes, he does. The Lord doesn't care if, you know, I'm looking at things on the computer. You know, we got to confess our sins. We got to go into this process of sanctification every day, because sin separates us from God. And the root of all sin is pride and self-love. So we want to serve the Lord. He gave me this word last week. My people want to serve me on their own terms. No, to bend the knee to the Lord Jesus Christ means it's no longer I who live, but Christ Jesus who lives through me. Since I gave my life to the Lord, what I want and what I desire has played no role in my life. The only role of what I want is that I got to get over it. Because the world can give me comfort, but we got to get comfortable with the uncomfortable. You were created for greatness, especially in America. We got to wake up. You got to wake up today. I need to wake up today. You know, every day I wake up, I say, hallelujah, I'm one day closer to heaven. But that means I have one less day to preach the gospel, to bring people into the kingdom, to do the works of God. There's only merit on this side of heaven. On the other side of heaven, we got to be with God and our work's not done, but there's no more merit. You're only here on earth to release the kingdom of God. All that's going to matter is how much did I love, serve, and know the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't waste today. Don't waste tomorrow. And I'm preaching to myself. Today, I want today to be the day that I max out for Jesus Christ. Not in striving that I need to go and, you know, bring all these people to the Lord Jesus Christ, that I wake up my first fruit of the day is to the Lord Jesus, that he has today planned for me. And I begin to pray so I can hear his voice, so I can know his will. And I let the Spirit of God lead me to where he wants to take me. I let the Spirit of God flow through me to talk to people, to pray for people, to release the love of God. It's not my idea that I'm speaking to you on the radio today. It's the Lord's idea. You know, God has a plan for each and every one of us, but we got to get into the flow state. Like, I'm connected to God. I'm connected to the infinite source of the Lord Jesus. Lack has nothing to do with the kingdom. Fear has nothing to do with the kingdom. But I need to let myself die so Christ can live in me, and I allow the river of God to flow through me, right? But I got to become an empty vessel. I need to let the fire of God's will begin to purge me on this side of heaven. It's a lot easier to be purged here than in purgatory. Lord, purge me today of everything that's not in alignment with the kingdom of God. You know, the Lord has been having me read to start the day that today will have enough worries of its own, what Jesus said. Don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow has enough evil as its own. Just worry about today. Just be grateful for today, about how the Lord, he clothes the lilies in the field, and he clothes the birds of the air. How much more will he clothe and take care of us? I need to come to a place where I'm fully surrendered, and I have full trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Not trust in myself, not trust in my own works, not trust in my own goodness, but trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he will provide everything I need to fulfill the mission he has chosen me to do. But what do I need to do today? I need to bend the knee to the Lord Jesus Christ. And I need to understand I'm not making my own God and then following that God because I'm just trying to follow myself. I need to understand that the Lord cares about everything, and I need to bend my knee to what the Lord is calling me to do through the church, through the Word of God, and through what he's telling me interiorly. And guess what? If I have an inspiration and it goes against church, it's not from God. If I feel that it doesn't really matter if I go to church on Sunday or go to Mass on Sunday, that's not of God.
No, Jesus said, as often as you do this, do it in memory of me. He didn't say as seldom as you do this. As often as you do this, the breaking of the bread, celebrating the Eucharist, as often as you do this in memory of me.
I feel I don't really need to confess my sins because Jesus already knows me and forgives me. That's my human pride. I got to confess them so I can get rid of them and walk in freedom and power.
Oh, the confession of our sins. It takes humility to do it. Humility. I tell you, there have been times that I went to confession that I scandalized myself. I scandalized myself. But I knew that when I left that place, I would be free as a bird. I gave it up. And by the grace of God, I asked his help that I would never do that again. And you know what? It happened. Oh, I didn't do it once. I kept on saying, I don't want to do that anymore. No more, no more, no more. I need you to help me. I can't do it alone. I need Jesus. I need your grace. Because without your grace, I'm going to keep on doing it, whatever it is. And we all have our own it, our pet sins, the it. You know, all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Not only me, but you too, all. But the gift of God in Christ Jesus is the forgiveness of our sins through the blood of the Lamb.
So today, let it be the day that you bow your knee to the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord's really putting on my heart. There's a lot of people listening, and you're not going to church. You're not going to church. The devil, you don't realize how hard the devil's fighting you on it. You don't have community, but you're not breaking your will. I encourage you. The Lord is encouraging through me. Go find a church and go. Go. This Sunday, You know, you might have hurt, you might have anxiety, you might have fear. You got to go, because you got to go where the Spirit of the Lord is. And don't have itching ears. Don't pick the church that just comes in alignment with what you want. Pick the church that the river of God is flowing through, that is challenging you, that the fire of God will be upon you. Because I know that I need to die every day. I need to break everything of myself down so that Jesus can live within me. Father, we pray in these last moments, you pour the Holy Spirit. And let the Spirit of wisdom, which is around the throne of God, just come upon your people, that they begin. He begins to speak to you, to minister to you, as the Holy Spirit overshadows you. So it's no longer you who live, but Christ Jesus who lives through you. And give them the grace, give them the ability, give them the power, that today is a day they bend their knee to the Lord Jesus Christ. And whatever the Lord is calling them to do, they have the grace to do it. Whatever the Lord is calling them to stop, they have the grace to stop. And let them flow in the river from glory to glory with you, Jesus Christ. Because those who are led by the Spirit of God are what?
Ah, the sons and daughters of God. Are you a child of God? You can be. Surrender to Christ. You're a child of God as you surrender. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In Season and Out of Season.